the voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast here at WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And do remember, you can get in contact with us and you connect with our show and everything through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it's Friday, and of course, Friday, we always listen to Father Adriano Zandana. He's going to talk to us all about joy. And of course, if there's anyone who can talk to us about joy, as you can tell with his voice, is Father Adriano Zandana. So all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, let us listen to Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, dear Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. Oh, today's topic is living real joy. And I'm very, very happy to be here with you this afternoon in order to talk about it. Well, let me begin by asking you a few questions. Are you happy in your current life? Have you been living real joy in your days? If yes, then we thank God for that. If not, what do you need to change in order to live a joyful lifestyle? What do you feel that joy could bring to you? What do you need to accept to have true joy in your life? Do you believe that that is possible for you? Well, the Bible can reveal some answers to those questions. There are clear signs to guide us along the right path to a joyful life, especially in John's Gospel. First, the Gospel of John teaches us that God alone is the source of real joy, and when we've committed sin, it moves us away from Him. And then our lives become purposeless and devoid of happiness. When we consciously choose to do evil, we build a wall between ourselves and God. We strip the meaning from our lives. A sinful lifestyle isolates us from the source of real happiness. Second, throughout John's Gospel, sadness is frequently caused by sin. And that means that when we've sinned, we kind of get stuck on our failures. And then our sins begin to dominate our minds and makes us unhappy. In John chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus tells us, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin." And that means that if you dwell on your failures, for example, or on your weaknesses, you will become a slave of weakness and failure. And then you lose the guiding light of your life and the joy of your soul. So, when we sin, we become blind to the path to real joy. In his Gospel, John teaches us that joy is the result of our communion with God. And when we join our souls with Him, it sets us free from sadness and from a purposeless life. In chapter 15, verse from 9 to 11, Jesus teaches us, "Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." From this, we learn that if we obey our Lord's commands, it leads us to achieve real and complete joy. That is, our obedience will cause joy and fulfillment in our lives, especially when we are facing troubles and challenges. Keep it in mind, obedience causes real joy inside us, in our life. Obedience to God's commandments. Well, obeying the Lord isn't a burden. It helps us to lighten a burden that's already there. He asks me, He asks you to do what's best for us. He doesn't want to steal our freedom. Rather, He can really set us free from every kind of evil. You can rely on Him. We obey Him because He is good. He has the best for us, and actually, because He is our Savior, He is our Lord, He is our friend. Yeah, keep it in mind. God is a friend of you. He is your friend. He believes in you. He sees amazing things in you. He wishes you achieving your goals, fulfilling your dreams. He's your friend. He loves you. Because of that, we need to obey Him. We need to establish, to build a deep, a real relationship with Him, based in partnership, in communion, and in love. And through this relationship, we will be able to obey Him, and our obedience won't be a burden for us, because we will be happy. We will find real joy by obeying His commands, because His commands are commands of love, from love, and it will lead us to live a better life than before, because God loves us, loves you. So when we choose God and come to a decision to keep His commands, we can profoundly experience joy that no one can steal from us. The more that we join our hearts to Him, the more that we can live wonderful joy. Remember that it's your decision to walk with God. God wants to give you His complete joy by being your companion. He desires to live a deep relationship with you. But I have to tell you, we only become real companions of God by obeying. By obeying His commands and fulfilling His will. Well, I'm gonna stop here for this Friday. It is okay. And next Friday, I'm gonna wrap it up by giving you the second part of this reflection. But keep it in mind, please. Dear brother, dear sister, keep it in mind. Obedience causes real joy. Jesus, He wants to give us His complete joy, as He said in John's Gospel, chapter 15, that I've read here. He wants to give us His amazing, unperishable, unchangeable joy, but we need to obey Him. But in order to perfectly obey His commands, we need to get to know profoundly the reason behind His command. The reason, the deep reason behind the rule, behind the sin. Because there is a reason. If God asks something from you, there is a reason, there is a meaning behind it. We need to seek it. We need to find the deep reason, meaning behind the commands. Because when we get this comprehension, it becomes easier to obey God's commands and purposes for us. Well, keep it all in mind. And next Friday, I'll be here and I'm gonna wrap it up. And let me share with you. I've been praying for you. Yeah, for you. For you, dear brother, for you, dear sister, that have been listening to me in this broadcast or in this podcast. I've been praying for you. I've been praying for your life, because your life matters for God and for me as well. Let's pray together. Our amazing Lord, we adore you right now. And we fully believe that you have the best purposes and plans and dreams for our lives, because you are good. You have a purpose for us. You have a plan for our happiness in this world, beginning here, and this happiness will endure forever in everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, because You don't want to steal our freedom. Rather, you love us. And you know in your wisdom what is good, what is better for us. And you are over there, always there for us in order to show the right way for our happiness in this world and beyond this world in the everlasting life. We believe in you, Lord. We trust in you. Guide our path on according to your will, according to what we were created to be. We believe in you. We trust in you. Guide us, Lord. Be our lighthouse, our guide, our savior, our stronghold. We believe in you, Lord. We ask your help. Make us able to fully understand your commandments and make us able to obey you profoundly. Amen. May Almighty God bless you all, your family, your desires, wishes, your life, your job, everything you keep in mind today. The Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, Father Adriano comes to us every single Friday here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on our program, The Voice of St. Anthony Parish. And of course, he comes to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. Well, we will be back on Monday with our next series of programs. In the meantime, do remember you can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can find us as a parish at St. Anthony Parish at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. And as always, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the producer of the program and always welcome you to listen to us either directly on the radio or through our podcast we can find through Catholic Audio Media. Have a blessed weekend. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.